读诗篇二十七篇。
Let's read Psalm 27.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你说，你们当寻求我的面，那时我先向你说，耶和华呀，你的面我正要寻求。
When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek.
不要向我掩面，不要发怒赶逐仆人，你向来是帮助我救我的神啊，不要丢掉我，也不要离弃我。
Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation.
好，我们再有一遍祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
在你无限的怜悯和恩典里面，你在这里来呼召我们。
In your grace, in your mercy, you call us.
你呼召我们来寻求你的面。
You call us to seek your face.
我们真愿意像你的仆人大卫一样，把一切都放在一边，说主啊，你的面我们正要寻求。
We would be like your servant David to lay aside everything else and say, your face while I seek.
主啊，若不是你与我们同在，我们在这里所有的聚集都是枉然。
If not, Lord, for your presence to be here, our gathering would be in vain.
你若不在这里向我们说话，我们人在外面做的一切都是徒然。
If you will not speak to us, then everything that we do outwardly would be for naught.
我们求主你自己借着圣灵将你自己的话向我们打开。
May you open your own words towards us through your Holy Spirit.
你自己亲自在这里做成你自己的功。
You yourself accomplish the work that you will.
越过我们人所有里面和外面一切的软弱。
Surpass the weaknesses of man inwardly and outwardly.
让我们在你面前都一同的蒙恩典。
That before your presence, we would gain your blessing, grace.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
We look to your mercy.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
这个我想因为昨天晚上啊感觉这个有些的交通啊不是很清楚。
Last night, some of the sharing was not very organized.
我想今天早晨先稍微把有些的问题啊再把它讲清是的讲清楚一点。
This morning, perhaps we'll try to fellowship on it a little bit more.
我们刚才读到这个诗篇这个二十七篇第八节的时候，这里特别说到你说你们当寻求我的面。
In Psalm 27 verse 8, it says, seek my face.
这里面我们看见这是主向着我们的呼召。
We see that this is the call that the Lord has towards us.
这是一个非常荣耀的一个呼召。
This is a glorious call.
这个呼召来让我们进入到与神的交通的里面。
This call brings us into the fellowship with God.
昨天晚上我们特别提到这一个呼召啊乃是说到神起初造人的目的。
Last night we mentioned that this call, it has to do with God's original purpose for creating man.
神起初造人就是要把人带进神的交通的里面。
God created man in the first place in order to bring man into God's fellowship.
当我们知道，当我们读这个圣经或者读诗篇第八篇的时候啊，那里面给我们看见也说到神造人的目的。
But we see in Psalm 8 that we know the purpose of God's creation of man.
神造人的目的乃是让人来彰显基督的荣耀。
It is to manifest Christ's glory.
乃是彰显基督的全能。
To manifest God's power.
要借着人来对付神的仇敌。
Through man to deal with God's enemy.
这是在我们在读诗篇第八篇的时候啊，看见那里给我们启示出神造人的目的。
In Psalm 8, we see the revelation of the purpose of God creating man.
那么这那里面说到的造人的目的和这个当这个我们说到的在诗篇二十七篇第八节这里说到的神造人的目的，神造人的目的是不是矛盾呢？是不是有冲突呢？
Is there a conflict between the purpose that we see in Psalm 8 and the purpose that we see in Psalm 27?
我们看见说这里面它是完全和谐的。
But we see that they're in complete agreement.
因为只有人被带进与神的交通里面，人才能够彰显基督的荣耀，彰显基督的全能，才能够对付神的仇敌。
Because only by bringing man into God's fellowship can man manifest Christ's glory and Christ's power and deal with God's enemy.
如果人不能够进入与神的交通，
If man cannot be brought into the fellowship with God,
人就没有办法彰显基督的荣耀。
Then man cannot manifest Christ's glory.
人也没有办法彰显基督的全能。
And God, a man cannot manifest Christ's power.
人也没有办法对付神的仇敌。
And man cannot deal with God's enemy.
所以我们看见这个第八篇里面的启示和二十七篇里的启示，实在说来是说到一件事，从不同的方面来描述。
So from in Psalm 8 and in Psalm 27, we see that these two are revealing the same matter from a different perspective.
好像这个这二十七篇这里所说的神造神的这个神造人的目的啊。的那个中心。
In 27, we see the center of the purpose of God's creation of man.
神造人那个目的的中心呢，就是要把人带进与神的交通的里面。
The center of the purpose of God creating man is to bring man into God's fellowship.
在第八篇里面给我们看见神造人目的的那个具体的那个表明。
In Psalm 8, we see the concrete reason for God creating man.
就是要借着人来彰显基督的荣耀，基督的权柄，借着人对付神的仇敌。
It is to, through man, to manifest Christ's glory, to manifest Christ's authority, and to deal with God's enemy.
所以这里面我们看见在这个第八节这一个呼召啊，实在是太荣耀了。
Therefore, we see that the call in verse 8 is indeed very glorious.
也是非常的宝贵。
And it is indeed very precious.
我们的主为了这一个呼召，他付上了一切的代价。
For this call, our Lord paid the entire cost.
他付上宇宙中最昂贵的代价。
He paid the most ultimate cost in this entire universe.
我想这一个呼召对于大卫来讲实在是觉得太不可思议了。
This call to David is so marvelous.
这个英文有个词叫 overwhelming. 我觉得这个词中文很难翻的。我觉得这个英文这个词非常好。这个实在是好像他整个人呢，就是好像这个太不可思议了 ，overwhelming。
David was
找不到一个合适的这个中文的词。
David was completely overwhelmed。
意 兄姊妹，因为在大卫的感觉里，能够与神面对面的交通，在大卫的那个当时他有的圣经里面，只有摩西才有这样的尊荣。
Because to David, according to the scriptures he read, in order to fellowship with God face to face, this is only something that had occurred to Moses.
只有那些做祭司的，特别那大祭司，好像一年一次才有可能有这样的机会。
Only the priest, especially the high priest, perhaps once a year has that opportunity.
神今天竟然就这样的呼召他，他根本就不是属于祭司这个支派的。
Today, God would call him this way. He does not belong to the tribe of priests.
竟然呼召他来寻求他的面，能够与他面对面的交通。
God would indeed call him to seek his face and to fellowship with him face to face.
我想对大卫来讲，真的好像刚才有弟兄姊妹所祷告的，是从灰尘和尘土中被提拔起来，与王子同坐。
To David, this is like what brothers and sisters have prayed. Now, out of dust, we're lifted up to be seated with kings.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是从灰尘和尘土中被提拔起来，与王子同坐呀。
Brothers and sisters, today we have been raised up from dust to be co-seated with kings.
与王子同坐做什么呢？
What does it mean? What's the purpose of being seated with kings?
从前我觉得与王子同坐那真的是太好了，有好吃的有好喝的。
In the past, I thought this would be great because I would have a lot of good food to eat and good
things to drink. 而且我觉得我自己很有身份，我觉得我自己很了不起。
And I would be in a high position and I would think good of myself.
当我们看见神的这个呼召的时候，我们里面真的感觉实在太奇妙了。
But when we see God's call, indeed we find this marvelous.
他把我们从灰尘和尘土中提拔起来，让我们进入他儿子耶稣基督的交通里面。
But he would bring us out of the up from dust and into the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们想到那个浪子回到父亲家里的时候，你发现父亲没让他做任何的事情。
When we think of the prodigal son returning, his father did not have him do anything.
父亲给他穿了袍子，给他这个戴了戒指，给他穿了鞋，直接就把他带到了宴席的上面。
The father clothed him, gave him rings and shoes, and bring him directly to the banquet.
这个浪子想说，我要为父亲要做多少的事情。
The prodigal son wanted to do many things for his father.
我太对不起父亲。
I don't have faith to see my father.
我做了多少得罪父亲的事。
I have done so much wrong towards my father.
而且我一身都是臭味啊，弟兄姊妹，他是从猪圈里跑出来的。
And because I was with pigs, with swine, that my entire body smells.
我想如果我是浪子，我想我头一件事总得洗个澡吧。
If I were the prodigal son, at least the first thing is to take a bath.
我们看见那幅图画，我们觉得太感人了。
When we see that picture, we're so moved.
我们的父直接把他带到宴席的上面。
Our father directly brings him to the banquet.
从前我也想说，上了宴席那就吃那就喝嘛，都饿坏了，对吧？这么多年都没好好吃过东西。
I thought in the past that once you get to the banquet, you would eat and drink because you were very hungry for many years without food.
当我们读到诗篇二十七篇第八节的时候，我里面觉得这个福气太大了。
When we read Psalm 27 verse 8, we see this is indeed a great blessing.
父亲巴不得一下子把我们带进他自己荣耀的交通的里面。
The Father wants to immediately bring us into his glorious fellowship.
所以我想大卫当他听到神有这样一个荣耀的呼召的时候，
So when David heard that God had such a glorious call,
他愿意把一切他原来
盼望神为他成就的，他自己要为神所做的，都把它放在一边。
He is willing to lay aside everything, including what he wanted to do for God or what he wanted God to do for him.
他立刻答应主的呼召。
He immediately accepted the Lord's call.
说主啊，你的面我正要寻求。
He replies, Your face, Lord, I will seek.
没有什么比这个更加重要的。
There is nothing more important than this.
所以大卫哥他就只有一件事啊。
Therefore, David said he has only one thing.
我想大卫曾经求过很多的事。
I believe David had asked for many things.
他求过这些事啊，一直求的只有一件事。
But of the things he had asked, the thing that he will continue to ask is only one.
很多事求过都不去了。
Many things he seeked in the past are gone.
只有这一件事。
Only this one thing.
是他一生一世都要寻求的。
That he will seek all the days of his life.
就是要一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。在他的殿里来求问。
It is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
对大卫来讲，没有什么比这更加重要的。
To David, there is nothing more important than this.
没有任何的其他事物能够与这件事相比。
There is nothing else that could compare with this.
这个，我收到一个问题啊。
I received a question.
问题就是说，我们在亲近主这件事上，怎么样能够一直的有跟主有扩大的交通，有更深入的交通，而且我们需要付上什么样的代价？
The question is, when we are drawing nigh to the Lord, how can we have an increasing fellowship with Him, a deeper, a deepening fellowship with Him, and what cost we have to bear?
我想这个就是我们这个这两次啊，最后这两次所要跟弟兄姊妹交通的。
This is what I will share in these last two messages.
这个从这个第七节一直到第十四节呀、啊，这里面呢，给我们看见那个在亲近主这件事上，大卫啊，他的学习越过越深，越过越宽广。
We see from verse 7 onto verse 14 that David has learned in his drawing nigh to the Lord to be, to increase and also deepen.
至少有八方面的学习啊。
At least there are 8 aspects to learn.
而每一方面的学习都有相应付的代价。
And every one of those lessons have a corresponding cost to pay.
我想在第七节里面，我们就看见我们已经交通过，就是这个放胆直求。
In verse 7, we have already seen that it is to ask all out.
要真实。
To be true.
不需要做文章。
Do not have to be eloquent.
不需要让别人觉得我们的祷告好听。
Do not have to make it sound good for other people.
弟兄姊妹，我们放胆直求
，that we will pray all out，
越真实越好
，the more real the better，
就是我心里所要的
，whatever is my desire in my heart，
求神垂听，求神应允，求神连续我
，may the Lord have mercy upon me， may He answer me，
那付的代价呢？
What is the cost?
就是放下脸面。
It's to lay down our face.
放下脸面，放胆直求。
To lay down our face and our pride and plead and pray all out.
那么第八节这里面呢，给我们看见在大卫啊，他告诉我们他这个亲近主学习的第二个方面，就是立刻答应主的呼召。
And the second lesson we see.In verse 8 is to immediately answer God's call.
主这个呼召是给我们每一个人。
Lord's call here is for every single one of us.
因为这里说，你们
当寻求我的面。
Because here it says that you should all seek my face.
这里没有好像单单对大卫说你当寻求我的面。
Here it doesn't say David, you seek my face.
这里面主这个启示里面给我们看见说他是对我们每一个人的呼召。
This call, through his revelation, we see that it is to every single one of us.
你们当寻求我的面。
You all seek my face.
所以今天我们也愿意像大卫一样，我们也愿意答应主的呼召。
Today we desire to be like David to accept the Lord's call.
主啊，耶和华呀，你的面我正要寻求。
Your face, Lord, I will seek.
那么这个代价呢？
What is the cost?
这个代价呀，就是放下一切我们盼望神为我们所成就的。
The cost is to lay down everything that we desire, we hope that the Lord will do for us.
或者我们要为神所做的，我们统统都把它放下。
And also, what we want to do for the Lord, we also lay down.
因为主这里很清楚地给我们看见，他向我们所要的就是这一件事。
Because the Lord allows us to see clearly the thing he wants from us is this one thing.
弟兄姊妹，在这里面我们就又有另外一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, then we have a different question.
我们一直说只有一件事，只有这么一件事。
We keep saying there's one thing, there's one thing.
那其他的事是不是都不做了呢？
How about all other things?
那其他的道是不是都不讲了呢？
Perhaps we don't need to have any more sharing.
我们这次营会以后，弟兄们以后每一次讲到都讲诗篇二十七篇。
From this day forward, every single message should be on Psalm 27.
是不是其他的道都不能讲了呢？
Is it so that all other messages cannot be given?
那我们还要不要传福音呢？
Should we still preach the gospel?
我们还要不要服侍呢？
Should we still serve?
我们还要不要做学生呢？
Should we still be students?
感谢主，这次营会以后啊，我们都不去学校了，因为我们只有一件事。
Thank the Lord, after this retreat, we will no longer go to the schools because we only have one thing.
我们还要不上班，我们还要不要做母亲，还要不要做父亲？弟兄姊妹，这是一个很重要的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is such an important question. Should we still be go to our jobs? Should we still be fathers and mothers?
弟兄姊妹，这里面我们说到这一件事，并不是说到好像什么事我们都不做了。
Brothers and sisters, when here we say there's one thing, it doesn't mean that we don't do anything else.
好像什么别的道都不可以讲了。
Or other messages should not be given.
这里面给我们看见的乃是一个优先的一个次序。
But here we see one of priority.
这个次序必须是把这一件事放在所有事的前面。
The priority is to put this thing above all else.
所有其他的事都是根据这一件事。
Everything else is subservient to this thing.
因为如果我们有这样一个正确的次序，
Brothers and sisters, if we have this correct priority,
弟兄姊妹，你会发现我们的担子真的是轻省的，我们的轭真的是容易的。
Then we will indeed see that our burden is light and the yoke is easy.
因为我们只负这么一个责任。
Because we only have one responsibility.
我们只这个担这一个担子。
We only have one yoke.
弟兄姊妹，主今天把我们摆在地上。无论是在家庭里面，是在工作当中，是做学生，是在教会里面，实在说来，主托付给我们很多的责任。
Today, the Lord has given us many responsibilities, whether we're in families, or students, or jobs, or service in the church.
神从来没有让我们推卸任何的责任。
Well, the Lord does not, God does not ever let us to shirk responsibility.
但是神让我们不背这些的重担。
But the Lord allows us to not be burdened by these heavy burdens.
弟兄姊妹，责任虽然在我们身上，但是重担却在主的身上。
Brothers and sisters, even though the responsibility lies with us, but the burden lies on His shoulders.
怎么样能够说责任在我们身上，而重担都在主身上呢？
How could we say that the responsibility belongs to us, but the burden belongs to Him?
就这一件事。
Just this one thing.
弟兄姊妹，这一件事实在是我们整个属灵生活的秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, this one thing is indeed the secret to the spiritual living.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的追求，这里大卫给我们看见说是越过越简单的。
In terms of spiritual pursuit, we see through David that it becomes simpler and simpler.
你发现那些在主里面那个属灵的这些弟兄们，他们是越过越简单的。
We find that the spiritual brothers are becoming simpler and simpler.
弟兄姊妹，一个人如果非常的复杂。
Brothers and sisters, if one person is very complex,
很多这个手腕
，a lot of
老谋深算
，a lot of ways and schemes。
弟兄姊妹，一定不属灵。
That would not be spiritual。
弟兄姊妹，属灵哈、啊，就是越过就越简单，越过越单纯。
To be spiritual is to become simpler and simpler, become purer and purer。
这个保罗啊，他就一件事，他就忘记背后，努力面前。向着标杆直跑。
Paul has also just one thing, to forget what is behind, to press forward.
以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
To consider the exceeding greatness of knowing my Lord.
主称赞那个玛利亚说就这一件事是不可少的。
And to Mary, the Lord says, there's one thing that shall not lack.
因此我们读圣经你会发现我们发现其实属灵的事情真的非常简单。
When we read the Bible, we see that spiritual matters is very simple.
比如说我们读到哥罗西书第三章的时候。
For example, when we read Colossians chapter 3.
这里面说啊，我们这个不要思念地上的事，我们要思念天上的事。
Now we should not be mindful of things of the earth, but the things above.
那么天上有什么事呢？
What are things above?
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你想说天上有什么事。
I don't know what you think the things are above.
圣经上说呀，天上只有一件事，就是基督坐在神的右边。
The Bible says there's only one thing in above, that is Christ seated at the right hand of God.
什么叫做基督坐在神的右边呢？
What does it mean for Christ to be seated?On the right hand of God.
就是在一切的事上都让主耶稣做主。
It is that in all things that Christ Jesus is Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不是不在家里面这个好像就不过生活了，我们不是不去做工，我们今天不是不做学生，乃是我们思念天上的事。
Today, we do not just stay home and don't do anything, don't go to school, don't go to work, but rather that we should be mindful of the things above.
弟兄姊妹，当你思念天上的事，你做学生啊，跟你整天思想地上的事做学生完全不一样。
Brothers and sisters, if you are a student and you set your mind on things above, that is completely different from being a student, but setting your mind on things of this earth.
你在家里做母亲，你思念天上的事跟你整天思念地上的事做母亲真的不一样。
Then if you're a mother and you set your mind on the things above compared to your mother and continually setting your mind on things of this earth is completely different.
你思念天上的事养育儿女啊，是照着主的教训和警戒养育他。
If you set your mind on the things above, then when you raise up kids, you raise them up according to the Lord's teaching and exhortation.
你会发现你是生儿养女，
与神同行。
And then you will find that you are one who has sons and daughters and walk with God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们是思念地上的事，我们在那里做母亲。
If we are setting our minds on things of this earth while we are being mothers,
我们生儿养女，我们不知道是与谁同行了，可能是与世俗为友了，都有可能的。
If then we have sons and daughters, we may not be walking with God. Perhaps we become friends with the world.
甚至我们看见有些在家庭里面，婴孩就做王了。
Or perhaps in some household, we'll see that the infant is king.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得属灵的事情其实非常的简单。
Brothers and sisters, I think spiritual matters is indeed very simple.
就这么一件事。
Just this one thing.
就是思念天上的事，就这么一件事。
Just one thing, to set your mind on the things above.
你思念天上的事在地上生活，跟思念地上的事在地上的生活完全两样。
It is completely two worlds that you set your mind on the things above and live on this earth versus setting your mind on the things of this earth and live on this earth.
弟兄姊妹，我们就这一件事。
Brothers and sisters, we just have this one thing.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个常常听到有人说，这个清官难断家务事。就是说家里的事很难判断。
We often hear that it is difficult to discern things in the home.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们有这一件事。
Brothers and sisters, if we have this one thing,
弟兄姊妹，我们一定有亮光啊。
Then we would have light.
你怎么知道这个家里有亮光呢？
How do you know that there's light in this household?
就是这个夫妻两个人呢，都觉得这个自己是那个难处的所在。
That both the husband and the wife thinks that they themselves is the reason for difficulties.
都是我的错。
It's always my fault.
弟兄姊妹，如果两个人吵架，就是啊，这是我的错。弟兄姊妹吵不起来了。
If both people say this is my fault, this is my fault, you cannot fight.
因为都是你的错，所以才吵的嘛。
It's only because we say it is your fault that we have.
如果两个人事情很多呀，我们什么事都有，就缺少这一件事。
If we have everything else, but we lack one thing.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们只有这一件事，别的事有没有无所谓的。
That would have been bad, but if we only have this one thing, then we don't have other things, that's okay.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得大卫哈在这篇这个诗篇里面给我们看见的实在是太宝贵了。
I think in this psalm, David has shown us something truly precious.
那么下面呢，我们可能得稍微快一点了哈，这个我们得读第九节了。
Perhaps we should speed up a little. We already read verse 9.
这里面这个第九节说呀，不要向我掩面。
Verse 9 says, do not hide your face from me.
我觉得读大卫的诗啊，我觉得有的时候真的不知道大卫在说什么。
Sometimes when we read Psalms of David, we truly don't know what he's talking about.
在第八节里面那么荣耀的呼召，那样宝贵的呼召。大卫把一切都放下了，什么都不要了，就要答应主的呼召，就要这一件事。怎么这一节刚刚结束就马上就向我掩面了呢？
In verse 8 we see that this is so glorious. Lord says, seek my face, and David immediately answered the call. Now how come a verse later he says, do not hide your face from me?
弟兄姊妹，这明明是神的旨意啊。
This is indeed the Lord's will.
这是神造人的目的，就是让我们能够进入到与他的交通里面。
This is the purpose for which God created man, so that man can enter into the fellowship of God.
这也不是我们起的意，对吧？这是神所起的意啊，这是神的旨意啊。
And this is not a purpose that we purpose. This is God's purpose.
怎么这一转身就向我掩面了呢？
How could it be that in a split second that he would hide his face?
弟兄姊妹，这里在说什么呢？
What is he talking about here?
大卫他是有经历的人。
David has experiences.
他不是在这里讲道理。
He is not here trying to preach doctrine.
你说如果讲道理的话，对吧，你想前一节都觉得 都已经荣耀高过诸天了，那对吧，那这里面应该是充满了感谢赞美，应该是对吧，有很多很多奇妙的事。
Otherwise, if we look at the previous verse, now there should be praises and thanksgiving and many glorious things.
感谢赞美主啊，你知道在那个那一个被提拔起来与王子同坐那一个交通实在是骨髓没有啊。
We thank the Lord and praise you because you lifted us out of the miry clay and now we are seated with kings and the fellowship is so bountiful.
弟兄姊妹，我想这是我想的，我想这第九节应该讲骨髓没有。
This is my thinking that this next verse in verse 9 it should be saying the fat of bones and marrow.
怎么不仅神这里向我还要掩面，而且还要发怒赶逐我？
How could God not only hide his face, but also, turn away in anger?
弟兄姊妹，这实在是大卫亲身的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is indeed David's own experience.
弟兄姊妹，我相信大卫哈，他因着来到主面前，他里面真的享受过骨髓肥油。
I believe David, because he has come to the Lord's presence,He has truly experienced that bountifulness of bone and marrow.
为什么？因为当我们，你知道，就我们这种小萝卜头哈，弟兄姊妹，真的，就当我们刚刚蒙恩得救的时候，弟兄姊妹，那个时候神的恩典就把我们带进主的那个奇妙的救恩的里面。
Because for someone as small as ourselves, when we first believe, God has brought us into that wonderful fellowship.
那个时候我根本不晓得有这些诗篇多少篇多少篇，这个寻求主的面，什么瞻仰主的荣美，都不晓得这些道理。但是那个时候里面天天充满了喜乐。
During those days, every day I was filled with joy, even though I did not know these songs or how to seek his face or to behold his beauty.
每一次去聚会都不想走的。
Every time going to meetings, I do not want to leave.
你都是要被人家轰走的，就要关门了，你必须得走了。
Someone is locking up and pleading with me to leave.
那个时候弟兄姊妹让我做什么都可以，什么代价，什么涌入什么国度，还要这个那个，我说哪有这种事情，那当然什么代价都付的，有什么了不起的。
During those times, I would do anything, any cost I would be willing to pay.
那个时候如果刷厕所，如果扫地，我觉得这都是太小的事情了，这个恩典有多大，就这点事儿，我们还要争吗？我们还要吵吗？
If we're trying to figure out who to clean the bathroom, I said, His grace is so great, and why do we need to argue of these small things?
有人跟我说教会很多难处的。
Someone says to me that the church has many difficulties.
我说教会有什么难处的？我说主已经成就了一切，你坐那好好听就是了。
Well, I say, why is there any difficulties in the church? The Christ has already accomplished everything. You just have to sit there and listen.
我那个时候我觉得说 no problem, 没问题啊，太好了。
At that point, I thought, there's no problem.
弟兄姊妹，等到后面一碰十碰。
Brothers and sisters, later, when their service,
我们蒙恩得救以后，
after we were saved,
在我们的生命中有一个自然的一个生命的感觉。
There, in our lives, there is a natural sense of life.
我们就要侍奉神。
We want to serve God.
你看大卫在这里赶逐的不是我，赶逐的是仆人，他在说到释放。
Here David says, he is not driving me away, he's driving your servant away, so this speaks of service.
弟兄姊妹，当以色列百姓出埃及，他们在红海边上真的是欢呼，真的赞美，在那里唱赞美的诗歌，他们太喜乐了。
When the Israelites were leaving Egypt and near the Red Sea, they were singing and praising because they are so joyful.
他们来到西乃山，圣经上说他神把他们从埃及领出来，乃是要让这帮百姓来侍奉他。
Then they came to Mount Sinai because God says He led these people out of Egypt in order to serve Him.
英子们，你来到西乃山，你就知道，好像跟这里描述的有点像了哈。
When you come to Mount Sinai, then you will feel the description is similar to here.
英子们，我们这个人对自己，对我对自己根本就不认识。
We or myself do not know ourselves.
一碰是碰，血气、肉体、世界，甚至用各种各样的办法在那里侍奉神。
When we start serving, then our flesh comes in, even the methods of the world comes in.
许多里面的那种的黑暗都显露出来。
And the darkness within us will be revealed.
弟兄姊妹，与主交通是有条件的。
Brothers and sisters, there are conditions for having fellowship with the Lord.
交通是必须根据同样的性质才可以交通。
In order to have fellowship, we have to have the same nature.
光明与黑暗是不能交通的。
What fellowship can there be between light and darkness?
义跟不义是不能交通的。
What fellowship between righteous and unrighteous?
信的和不信的是不相合的，基督和比列是不能摆在一起的，神的殿和偶像的庙是不能并列的。
And those who believe and unbelievers cannot be placed together. His temple and the enemy cannot be placed together.
弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故
，Because of this reason，
神的光要来责备我
，God's light will accuse us。
责备不是 accuse， 不是 blame 啊，或者是
this light will come blame us。
对，这个神，我们的神他是光。
Our God is light。
弟兄姊妹，当大卫那个时候，他非常热心的侍奉神，他要用牛车。要把神的约柜运到耶路撒冷。
David had a lot of zeal and wanted to serve God and wanted to bring the ark using an ox cart to Jerusalem.
那一次牛失前蹄的时候，乌撒在那里扶约柜的时候，就立刻被耶和华所击杀。
When the ox stumbled and Uzzah held out his hand to stabilize the ark, he was immediately struck down by the Lord.
你知道，对大卫来讲，就是这里他所说的，他觉得神好像向他掩面。
Is that to David is like what he says here? He feels that God has turned his face away from him.
他是这样的热心的爱耶和华，他爱神的约柜。
He is loving the Lord with such zeal and loves his ark.
但是神却发怒，赶逐仆人。
But God would.Drive his servant away in anger.
弟兄姊妹，当我们被神的爱所激励的时候，我们当然我们要在神的家中把我们自己摆进来。
When we are constrained by God's love, of course we will place ourselves in His house.
弟兄姊妹，当我们进到侍奉里的时候，你会发现我们在主里面与主交通的。这一个学习就扩大了。
When we start to have service, we see that the lesson of fellowship with God would increase.
刚才我说的那个问题，就是我怎样能够在亲近主这事上一直的长进，一直的被扩大呢？
Earlier, the question I mentioned in the matter of drawing nigh to the Lord, how could I continue to increase?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不把自己摆在侍奉里，我们断不会扩大的。
If we do not place ourselves in service, then we cannot increase in that matter.
因为当我们被摆到侍奉里的时候，你会发现神的光真的要来责备我们的。
Because when we are placed in service, then His light will come and blame us.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是非常重要的一件事。
This is such an important matter.
那大卫在这样的神的这个光的责备的里面，他的反应是怎样的？
What was the reaction of David when he was in this light?
他这里说，他不要向我掩面，不要发怒赶逐仆人。
Here he says, do not hide your face from me, do not turn your servant away in anger.
我愿意接受你的责备。
I'm willing to take your blame.
千万不要让我离开你的面。
Do not let me be far from your face.
你无论怎么责备我都可以。
No matter how you blame me, it is okay.
哪怕你向我发怒都可以。
It's even okay for you to be angry with me.
只是不要把我赶出离开你的面。
Just do not drive me away from your face.
你的面太宝贵了，没有什么能够跟你的面相比。
Your face is so precious, there's nothing that can compare.
弟兄姊妹，接受责备容易不容易啊？
Brothers and sisters, is it easy to accept blame?
我问大家，容易到底不容易？不是 easy, 我觉得很不容易。对不起、啊。
This is not easy at all.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道弟兄姊妹，你接受责备，你觉得容易不容易？
How do you feel?To accept blame. Is it easy or not?
比如说比我老练比我年长的弟兄能不能责备我？
For example, someone who is older and more experienced, a brother, could he blame me?
他怎么可以责备我呢？
How could he do that?
他这么属灵。
He's so spiritual.
他应该有爱。
He should have love.
有怜悯。
Mercy,
像基督一样
like Christ.
他怎么可以责备我呢？
How could he blame me?
我这么软弱，对不对？那你是年长的，你应该彰显基督的大爱。
I'm so weak. You are the elder. You should manifest Christ's love.
你知道有的时候，年长的弟兄姊妹责备年轻的弟兄姊妹，年轻的弟兄姊妹从此不来聚会了。
We know that sometimes the elder brothers and sisters blame or correct younger brothers and sisters, they will not come to meetings anymore.
弟兄姊妹，你知道接受责备是很不容易的。
It's not an easy thing to accept blame.
那比我年幼的，比我不属灵的，能不能责备我？
How about those who are younger than me or who are not as spiritual?
那现在该反过来，那我有学习，对不对？那我有恩典，对不对？那比我年幼，比我这个不够没有追求的，那么他们能不能责备我呢？
So now it's turned around. I have more experience. They have less. Could they blame me?
英子们，他敢责备我，你也不知道我是谁呀、
啊。How are they? Do they know who I am? How dare they correct me?
你这么不属灵，你好好学习顺服，你怎么可以责备年长弟兄呢？
You are not spiritual. You need to learn submission. How could you correct an older brother?
我看是比我年长的不能责备我，比我年幼的也不敢责备我。
What I think is older brothers should not correct me, and younger ones ought not correct me.
那谁敢责备我呢？
And who could correct me?
结了婚了，只有太太敢责备你。
After marriage, only the wife can do that.
所以我是说，劝这个单身的赶紧进入婚姻。
So I encourage those single to get married soon.
弟兄姊妹，你知道你没有责备，你没有办法在属灵上有长进的。
If there's no correction, we cannot grow spiritually.
你没有办法在亲近主的事上被扩大的。
We cannot be increased in the matter of drawing nigh to the Lord.
那请问太太能不能责备我？
Then we ask, Can the wife correct us?
有一个人跟我讲，他说太太可以责备我。
Someone told me the wife can correct me.
只要她责备我，我都承认。
As long as she corrects me, I will admit it.
凡事认错。
I will admit wrong in all things.
永不改变。
But I won't change.
凡事认错，我什么错都认了。
I will admit,
管她怎么责备，我统统认了。
No matter what she says, I will admit that I'm wrong.
我永不改变。
But I won't change.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得我们这个人容易被责备吗？
Do you think it is easy for us to take correction?
弟兄姊妹，拦阻我们接受责备的就是我们这张脸。
What hinders us is our pride. Hinders us from receiving correction is our pride.
弟兄姊妹，我们的脸面值多少钱呢？
How much is our face worth?
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，连世人都告诉我们说，人的脸面一分钱都不值的。
Even the people of this world say that our face is not worth much.
但是弟兄姊妹，当人家责备我们的时候，这个脸面真的难放下了。
But when others correct us, it is very difficult to lay down our face.
我觉得大卫在他生命的学习里太宝贵了。
I think David has such a precious learning in his life.
他面对责备，他放下脸面，接受责备。
When he was rebuked, he laid down his face to accept the rebuke.
因为我觉得太宝贵了。
I think this is so precious.
属灵的人可以责备他，拿单可以责备他。
Someone spiritual can rebuke him. Nathan can rebuke him.
不属灵的，像那个示美哈，也可以责备他。
Someone who's unspiritual like Shimei could also rebuke him.
而且示美责备的还责备错了。
And you know when Shimei rebuked him, Shimei was actually in the wrong.
弟兄姊妹，大卫真的没有杀扫罗家的人。
David truly did not kill the people from the household of Saul.
弟兄姊妹，就是人家责备错了，大卫在神面前仍然学习放下脸面。弟兄姊妹，这实在是太宝贵了。
For David, even when people rebuked him in the wrong way, he still learned to lay down his face. This is so precious.
为什么呢？为什么他要把自己的脸面这样放下呢？
Why was he willing to lay down his face?
一面来讲，他实在是宝贝耶和华的面。
Because on one hand, he truly treasures the Lord's face.
如果因为要 save, 因为要保守我自己的脸面，却失去了主的同在，太不上算了。
It is not worth it if he wants to save his own face, but then to lose God's presence.
弟兄姊妹，大卫知道一件事哈，如果我们肯接受责备，事实上来讲，人反而会尊重我们。
David knows that if we're able to accept rebuke, then people will actually respect us.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道这个你们就是你们中间这个养儿女的时候，你们这个孩子们有没有这个抱怨过？
I wonder amongst your myths, when you were rearing children, has your children ever complained?
你知道有的时候这个我这个责备我的孩子这个说我的孩子错了。
Sometimes when I rebuke my child because my child is wrong.
那么后来事情显明了，那你要不要跟孩子认错呢？
And then when it is revealed, the contrary, would you admit you were wrong?
弟兄姊妹，我那个时候觉得说，这小家伙这么小，我跟他认罪。
So sometimes when I thought this little one is so young, should I confess that I was wrong?
我这个父亲的脸往哪儿放啊？
我 how I need to save face as a father.
但我发现，我越是这样硬着颈项不认错。我在孩子的心目当中越没有地位。
But I found out that the more hard-necked I am and unwilling to admit that I was wrong, then I lose that position in my child's heart.
那么感谢主，主怜悯，让我学习跟孩子认错。
Thank the Lord. The Lord has mercy on me to allow me to learn how to admit wrongs in front of my kid.
我发现孩子们很尊重我。
Then I find that my children truly respect me.
弟兄姊妹，主在地上告诉我们说，凡爱自己生命的就丧失生命，凡恨恶自己生命的就保守生命。
Our Lord tells us that those who love their lives will lose it, and those who hate their lives will find it.
我们今天如果保守我们自己的面子，我们就失去我们的面子。
If today we are trying to save face, then we will lose our face.
如果我们肯放下我们的面子，我们反而被人尊重。
If we are willing to lay down our face, then we would actually gain people's respect.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见大卫实在是众人所喜爱的。
David is someone that people liked.
百姓都尊重他。
The people respected him.
大卫肯在众人的面前承认自己的错。
David is willing to admit his wrongs in front of people.
大卫还有一个秘诀，他告诉我们说呀，其实你朋友对你的责备是你头上的膏油。
David also has another secret that he tells us, that your friend's rebuke is actually oil upon your head.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得读圣经太需要膏油了。
Brothers and sisters, I think reading the word, we need his anointing.
因为很多时候这个圣经啊，读完了以后一点感觉都没有。
Sometimes when we read the Bible, after we're done, we have no feelings whatsoever.
有的弟兄姊妹说，读了好长一段时间，每天四章，每天四章，一个字都没留下来。
Some people say, every day I read four chapters, every day I read four chapters, and I do not retain anything.
弟兄姊妹，头上好像总是缺少膏油。
It is as if we're always lacking anointing on our head.
那大卫怎么常常可以从主的话语里面这个读出那个奇妙来？
How could David often from the Lord, God's words to read?
他说主的话好像那个蜂房下滴的蜜啊，这个哎呀比许多的金金还宝贵。
He says that the Lord's words are like honey that is more precious than gold and silver.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得如果我们学习放下脸面，接受圣灵给我们的责备。
If we are willing to learn the lesson of laying down our face and accept the rebuke from the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你会发现我们不仅这个被人家尊重，反而我们头上有膏油。
Not only would we be respected by others, but we'll have anointing upon our head.
因此我觉得这件事对于我们每一个人来讲实在是太重要了。
This is so important to every single one of us.
因此呢，因为今天我们看见说，只要我们把自己摆在侍奉当中。
Because today, as long as we're part of service,
弟兄姊妹，我们这对不起，像我这种人，弟兄姊妹，你就发现我的手常常伸出来的。
For someone like me, you will find that I often use my own strength.
我记得那个时候在福音组服侍的时候，我和朋友们争吵起来了。
I remember when the gospel group, I started having argument with gospel friends.
我觉得我是站在神这一边，我是为神说话。我要让他那个谎言呢、啊，这个说谎言的口啊，闭口无言呢、啊，我要塞住仇敌的口。
I thought I was on the Lord's side. I was speaking for the Lord. Therefore, his mouth of falsehood and lies must be stopped.
然后你知道我把他口是塞住了，从此以后这个朋友再也不来了。
I indeed stopped his mouth, But then this friend never came again.
然后年长弟兄在我们一起服侍的这个大家一起祷告的时候就说到这件事，就在众人面前责备我。
And amongst, during a prayer meeting, an older brother mentioned this thing and rebuked me in front of everyone else.
我走了。
I left.
我说这种服侍我为主哎，我为主说话，我把那个谎言的口塞住了，还责备我。
I said, what kind of service? I was speaking for the Lord and I stopped the mouth of falsehood. How could you rebuke me?
我去查经去，我去参加这个，那会儿年长弟兄带着查经，我觉得太好了，骨髓肥油啊。
So then I went to Bible study instead and I thought this is such a great Bible study full of bones and marrow.
我做逃兵了。
So I defected.
逃兵啊，逃兵就是这个逃兵知道吗？就是打仗啊，那个兵啊逃跑了。
So I was a defector in
defector 哈啊，这个叫 defector， 太好了。你知道我就去查经的时候，我坐在这个弟兄姊妹中间呢，我觉得今天我可以享受骨髓飞油啊。
And then I was sitting between brothers and sisters, and I thought today I can enjoy the supply of bone and marrow.
整个的聚会从头到尾，圣灵就在里面一直的责备，一直你为什么坐在这？你为什么坐在这里？
And the entire meeting, from beginning to end, the Holy Spirit is rebuking me within, saying, why are you sitting here?
我让你坐哪?
I want you to sit elsewhere.
我让你坐在哪?
Where do I want you to sit?
哎呀，那一天呢，本来想说这个年长弟兄真的是很好，年长弟兄交通的实在是骨髓飞油啊。
And that day I thought this elderly brother is indeed sharing such great things. It is bone and marrow to me.
但我一口都没吃着啊。
But I couldn't eat anything.
因为从头到尾坐在那里如坐针毡的。
Because the entire time I was as if sitting on needles.
我跟主说我不做逃兵了，我要赶紧回去。
And I told the Lord I will not be a defector. I will return to my previous camp.
懂了。下个礼拜我回去的时候，里面真的充满了喜乐。
When the next week, when I returned to the previous group, I was filled with joy within.
回想起来，真的非常感谢前面的弟兄对我的责备。
And when I think back, I'm truly appreciative of that brother who rebuked me.
太宝贵了。
That is so precious.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这一生没有多少人敢责备我。
I thought in this life there's not too many people who would be willing to rebuke me.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你有多少人敢责备你。
I don't know how many people dare rebuke you.
感谢主，现在妻子可以责备我。
Thank the Lord, now the wife can rebuke me.
虽然有的时候也想说，凡事都认错，永不改变，但是圣灵不允许。
Even though sometimes we think we'll admit all wrongs that never change, but the Holy Spirit does not permit that.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得大卫啊，在这里有一个非常好的榜样。
David here shows a very good example.
他面对这样的责备，他甘心乐意的接受这样的责备。
He willingly accepts this kind of rebuke.
因为大卫觉得说有主的同在比什么都宝贵。
Because to David, to have the Lord's presence is better than anything else.
在大卫的感觉里，他宁愿看见主发怒的脸，也不要离开主的面。
To David, he would rather see the angry face of God than to be, have his face be hidden from him.
我记得我听到前面年长的弟兄姊妹他们在侍奉中的经历，他们也有这样的心愿，说主啊，宁愿看见你发怒的脸，也不要让我离开你。
I remember brothers and sisters before us have shared in their service that they also have this feeling that they would rather see the angry face of God than to have God leave them.
当我们都盼望看见神喜悦的脸，都盼望看见主的笑脸。
Of course, we all desire to see the smiling face of our Lord.
但是很多时候我们实在是活在黑暗里。
But oftentimes we indeed live in darkness.
我们的光景不能够进到与主的交通里面。
Our condition does not allow us to enter into His fellowship.
有的时候我里面有嫉妒。
Sometimes there's envy within.
有的时候我里面有纷争。
Sometimes there's dissension within.
有的时候我里面对弟兄有恨。
Sometimes I hate my brother within.
弟兄姊妹有的时候真的巴不得这个弟兄不在这里。
Sometimes truly I wish that this brother doesn't meet with us here.
主说若有人恨弟兄他就住在黑暗里面他仍然在死的里面。
Well, the Lord says, if anyone hates his brother, he lives in darkness and he lives in death.
弟兄姊妹，我在黑暗里怎么能够与主交通呢？
Brothers and sisters, if I remain in darkness, how could I have fellowship with the Lord?
我需要责备，我需要回转。
I need that rebuke. I need to repent.
有一次我去看望一个年长的弟兄了。
One time I visited an elderly brother.
这个我们在谈一些教会的事情。
We were discussing some matters of the church.
只是一般的交谈。
It is just fellowship.
过一会儿年长弟兄说了一句话，他说我的生命需要受责备。
Then one moment the elderly brother says,Your life needs rebuke.
With her, my life.
My life needs rebuke.
我以为您那弟兄在说我，我说对对对，我说我的生命需要受责备。
I misunderstood and I thought he was talking about me, that I need rebuke, and I said indeed.
您那弟兄笑一笑说，不是你，说是我的生命需要受责备。
And the elderly brother smiled and said,Not you. I was talking about myself. I need rebuke in my life.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这太宝贵了。我觉得那给我印象太深了。
This is so precious. It left a deep impression on me.
我觉得这是一个在与主交通的里面一个近身的一个学习。
This is an advanced learning in the Lord regarding drawing near to Him.
因为我们的主他是圣洁的。
Because our Lord is holy.
我们的主是公义的。
Our Lord is righteous.
我们的主是慈爱的。
Our Lord is loving.
我们的主乃是真光，在他毫无黑暗。
Our Lord is true light, in him there is no darkness.
我们如果真的盼望与主有这样非常亲密的生命中的交通，弟兄姊妹，主的光一定会责备我们的。
If we desire that close fellowship with the Lord, then His light will surely rebuke us.
弟兄姊妹，这个光是越照越明，直到正。
This light will shine brighter and brighter until the perfect noonday.
弟兄姊妹，每一次主的责备临到的时候，我们求主怜悯，愿我们都能够像大卫一样放下脸面，甘心乐意。承认离弃过犯。
When we are rebuked, may the Lord have mercy on us that we can be like David and admit our wrong and lay down our face.
如果主的责备的光来了，我们不肯放下脸面。
If we're unwilling to lay down our face when His light of rebuke comes,
弟兄姊妹，你会发现我们就一直留在那个黑暗里。
Then we'll find that we stay in that darkness.
有个弟兄，他自己曾经做见证，这是他在公开的场合做的讲说，所以我想我可以用一下，应该没问题。
There's a brother who shared this openly, so I think I can relay it.
那么他说他在那个时候，他是14年前，他这个和弟兄们中间有了误会。
He said at that time that 14 years before,There are some misunderstandings with brothers.
圣灵感动他，让他学习什么？
the Holy Spirit touched him for him to learn.
让他赦免弟兄。
For him to forgive brothers.
弟兄姊妹，他说他不肯。
But he said he was unwilling.
14年。
For 14 years.
14年都不能赦免。
For 14 years, he could not forgive.
这14年在属灵上归于虚空。
These 14 years, in terms of spiritual counting, it is for naught.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们有几个14年呢？
Brothers and sisters, how many 14 years do we have?
我们年轻的时候如果不学，对不起啊，我是说真的，我是说稍微年纪大一点。根本不可能学，对，不是不可能，神有办法，在人不能，在神凡事都能。我不能说不信的话，但是真的是太难了。
If we don't learn this lesson when we're young, then it becomes very difficult to learn when we're older.
弟兄姊妹，求神怜悯，可能过了14年以后，我们感谢主，那个弟兄他回头了。
We thank the Lord. After 14 years, this brother repented.
他在众人的面前说他从心里面饶恕他的弟兄。
In front of many, openly he admits that he from his heart forgives his brothers.
弟兄姊妹，如果这14年一下子过去了，一下变成了40几岁，一下变成50几岁，一下变成60几岁，弟兄姊妹，我们在属灵上还有多少年日在那长进呢？我们与主的交通不就是这样一点点的可怜吗？
How many more years do we have? If after 14 years we might be 40, 50, 60 years old, then we have lost that opportunity to fellowship with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，关于与主交通这件事，我觉着大卫在这里教我们的，我觉得太关键了。虽然听起来非常的简单，但是我觉着有许许多多神的儿女就卡在这些好像自己觉得无所谓的事情上。
Regarding this, I think what David shared is so precious, even though it seems so simple here, but many brothers and sisters are caught stuck at this point.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们的主跟我们交通是有条件的。
Because there is a precondition for our Lord to have fellowship with us.
必须同样的性质。
Because we need to have the same nature.
当然你知道我们的光是非常弱的，我们实在虽然我们有主的生命，但是我们在光中我们常常是还是非常好像那个黎明的光一样，还是很暗淡的。
Of course we have very little light. Even though his life is in us, our light is still like that dim light in the dawn.
但是如果我们很顺服这个光的话，
But if we're willing to be obedient to this light,
这个光会越照越明的。
This light will shine brighter and brighter.
一人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到正午。
The path of the righteous is like the light that will grow brighter and brighter until the perfect noonday.
弟兄姊妹，好像我们在这里交通都是出现造就的内容一样，但是我觉着多少神的儿女就卡在这些最最基本的基要的真理的上面。
These things seems to be fellowship in the basic truth group, but this is indeed what a lot of brothers and sisters stuck on.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我就是我们个人来讲，我们还有很多的难处，我们还有很多的黑暗，但是当圣灵的光告诉我们的时候，我们必须顺服。
We have a lot of difficulties, we have a lot of lack of understanding, but when the Holy Spirit tells us, we have to be obedient.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太关键了。
This is such key.
弟兄姊妹，大卫在这里不仅仅他这里啊，这个说到不要赶逐仆人。
Here, David, not only does he speak of not turning your servant away,
他后面说呀，你向来是帮助我的。
Here then he says, you have been my help.
大卫在这里跟主说，是你呼召了我。
David here reminds the Lord, it is you who called me.
是你开始了善功啊。
It is you who has started that good work.
是你是千万人都先选了我。
It is you who out of millions chose me.
是你怜悯了我。
It is you who showed mercy on me.
难道你开始的善功你自己不亲自成全吗？
For the good work that you have started in me, will you not finish it?
你难道还要赶住我离开你的面吗？
That you would turn you would turn me away from your face?
我是你手中的工作。
I am the masterpiece in your hand.
你一定要做成啊。
You have to accomplish it.
你绝不可以离开我，我绝不离开你。
You cannot leave me. I will not leave you.
因为你的面太宝贵了，你一定要成功在我身上所有的工作。
Because your face is so precious, you will accomplish all the work that you will do in my life.
因为你是向来帮助我的。
Because you have been my help.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主是信实的。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord is faithful.
大卫在这里抓住主的信实。
Dear David, held on to the Lord's faithfulness.
你是信实的，你不能向我掩面，你必须在我身上成功你自己的旨意。
You are faithful, you cannot hide your face from me, and you have to accomplish your will in me.
你是救我的神。
You're the God who saved me.
若不是你拯救我，我哪有什么盼望呢？
If you didn't save me, how would I have hope?
像彼得向着主所说的，你有永生之道，我还跟从谁呢？在你以外，我还能有什么盼望呢？
Like Peter says, in you is the truth. Where else will we turn? Where else will we have hope?
救我的神啊，不要丢弃我，也不要离开我。
Do not leave me, nor forsake me, O God of my salvation.
是的，我有很多的软弱，我很多的失败，我有很多的不顺服，有很多地方我现在还没有办法能够答应主的那个光照。
Indeed, I have a lot of weaknesses, and I have a lot of disobedience, and many places I cannot yet accept God's light to shine upon.
但是我的主啊，你不要丢弃我，你不要离弃我呀。
But my God, do not leave me nor forsake me.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得大卫在这里的祷告好像他的先祖路德的那个祷告一样。
Here, the prayer of David is like his ancestor Ruth.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见当拿俄米那个时候要回到迦南地的时候，他催他的两个儿妇，你们回去吧，你们回去吧，我没有什么盼望了，我这么老了，难道还生儿子给你们吗？我这么老了，我没有什么盼望呢，你们回去吧，你看看你的嫂子都已经回去了，你回去吧。
When Naomi was telling her daughter-in-laws to leave her, because I have nothing to offer you, I'm so old, I cannot bear more sons for you, why don't you leave me? And what your sister-in-law has already left me.
路德跟拿俄米怎么说呢？
What did Ruth respond to Naomi?
不要催我回去不跟行，不要离弃我，不要丢掉我。
Do not tell me to not follow you. Do not leave me nor forsake me.
你去哪儿我就去哪儿。
Where you go, I will go.
你住哪儿我也住哪儿。
Where you stay, I will stay.
你的神就是我的神，你的国就是我的国。
Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people.
你在哪里死我也在哪里，除了死能够使我们分离。
Where you die, I will be buried. Only death can set us apart.
弟兄姊妹，大卫在主面前他有这样一个祷告，无论如何主啊，你不要丢弃我，只要你让我见到你的面，我什么都可以。
David here has a prayer. Do not forsake me, do not leave me or forsake me, as long as you allow me to see your face, then anything else is fine.
大卫在这里抓住主的神的信实。
here David held on to the Lord and God's faithfulness.
他抓住主是他唯一的盼望。
Here he held on to the fact that the Lord is his only source of hope.
在你以外我别无指望，在你以外我别无拯救。
Besides you, I have no hope. Besides you, I have no salvation.
弟兄姊妹，路德的心愿好像真的是属灵的那个传承一样，好像那个灵啊，就这个充满在大卫的里面。
The spirit of Ruth seems to be revealed here in David as well.
大卫，这个在神面前的祷告，我觉得太宝贵了。
I think this is such a precious prayer that David has before the Lord.
这是我们在亲近主的事上，大卫告诉我们他在亲近主的事上第三方面的学习。
This is what David tells us regarding learning to draw near to the Lord. This is his third lesson.
放下脸面，接受光的责备。
To lay down the face and accept the rebuke of the light.
其实这个代价是很轻的，因为主已经为我们付了一切的代价。
Actually, the cost here is very little because our Lord has already paid it all.
大卫在这里似乎跟主说，你实在是为我付了一切的代价。
David here seems to say to the Lord, you have already paid the entire cost for me.
我也愿意付上一切的代价。
I'm also willing to pay the entire cost.
我要不见主面，绝不罢休。
I will not stop until I see your face.
弟兄姊妹，愿这样的心智也成为我们每一个人的心智。
May this desire also be the desire of every single one of us.
无论别人是怎样轻看藐视，无论别人怎样的责备我们，无论环境怎样的拦阻，不见主面，绝不罢休。
No matter how people ridicule us or rebuke us or how the circumstances might hinder us, if we do not see his face, we will not stop.
宁愿看见主的发怒的脸，也不要离开耶和华的面。
We'd rather see his angry face than to be far from his face.
求主让我们每个人里面都有这样的宝贵的学习。
May the Lord allow us to learn this, every single one of us.
愿 这些这里面这个主的这些的责备的光，实在说没有一个成为我们在属灵道路上的拦阻。
May this, his light of rebuke will not hinder us in our pursuit in this spiritual
life. 我们真的好像走的是义人的道路，好像那个黎明的光啊，越照越明，直到日。
That we would really walk on this path of the righteous like the morning sun that would be brighter and brighter until the perfect noon.
我想我们时间的缘故，是不是就先停在这里？那个领会的弟兄带我们祷告一下，谢谢。
Due to time constraint, we'll end here for now. And we ask the leading brother to pray.
好，我们感谢你，你实在是说话的神。
Lord, we thank you. You're indeed a God who speaks.
主啊，你要救我们，你就是要救我们到底。
You'll save us. You'll save us to the uttermost.
主啊，你的救法，主啊，实在比我们想奇妙。
The way you save is far beyond what we can imagine.
主啊，我们实在很多时候，主啊，为了自己的得失，为了自己的面子，选择了愚昧的事情。
Lord, we often choose that foolish thing for the sake of our faith and our own gain.
主啊，愿你加给我们强烈的心愿，我们要在这个路上。
May you give us a strong desire to walk on this righteous way.
主啊，走了别的路，我们在你面前就成为没有路的人。
是。
Because if we walk a different way, then we would have no way to walk before your presence.
哇，是你自己吸引了我们，让我们来。
是。
It is you who drew us that we would run after you.
主啊，求你用各样的事情，主啊，做成你要做的工，得着。
阿门。赞美主。
May you use the circumstances about us to accomplish what you will.
让我们的时间在你面前真的被你纪念，被你数算。
Amen. Amen.
Our time before you will truly be remembered by you, truly be counted by you.
让我们都能成为真实侍奉你的人。
Amen.
The people who are truly serving you.
让你得着一批人，成为你真实的见证人。
May you gain a people who would be your testimony.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you.
Amen.
This is in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.